It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Mid-season tournament basketball. It's finally one day late. It's the opening game from the Thunder Classic. Welcome to Nemaha Central High School boys basketball with a triple header today and tomorrow and the final three games on Saturday here in Seneca. Today our coverage on FM 103.9 KNZA is also being brought to you on the MSC Sports Radio Network via our Holton, our Cobra, Jackson Heights, and the Hiawatha Redhawk channel. So plenty of streaming options for all of the action here today as we get settled in here in Seneca. I'm Justin Fluke alongside John Holliday, also our production crew of Ethan Will and Zach Irie here at Nemaha Central today. Triple header starting with game number one. It'll be the Holton Wildcats against the St. Mary's Bears. Game two featuring Jackson Heights and Marysville. And game three will be the host Nemaha Central against Hiawatha. You know, the worst record in this tournament is Holton at 2-5, although Holton is the only Class 4A school, so technically the largest team in the tournament, but they're 2-5 and have played competitively. The best record in this tournament is St. Mary's, 5-1. The Bears have just one loss this season, but they are just moving up from the 2A ranks to Class 3A this season. So our opening game, as far as records and seeding go, is the most lopsided, but looks like there's a lot of parity. Jackson Heights is 4-3. Nemaha Central is 4-3. Hiawatha is 4-4, and Marysville is 5-3. So teams that have had their fair share of both losses and wins this season, and we're anticipating some good basketball here today, tomorrow, and Saturday from the Thunder Classic. I'll bring in my partner, John Holliday. As coach, it's been a wild week or two. Certainly Mother Nature's dictated all of the headlines and all of the changes, but even though it's a Wednesday, who knows what day it is, it's a little bit difficult, I think, for these teams, and we'll see how long it takes some of the ball clubs to kind of get their legs back underneath them and have a basketball in their hands. For some, it's been a little while, I know, off and on the last couple of weeks, pretty hit and miss.
Well, you know, the worst thing as a coach is how much lost practice time did you get? You usually come out, you get 4 or 5 days at Christmas where it's uninterrupted practice. You can do some things, get a little better in shape, and then you come out and you start playing ball games, and then all of a sudden you get shut down again. Well, anything that you did over Christmas break is lost, and that's the when you get started in this, you try to get in game shape, and that's going to be impossible to do. And you know, I've read some people that have talked about, and they were talking about, you know, in the last, you know, 10 days or so, somebody's going to play 5 games and they're going to have one practice in the next, you know, they're going to play tonight or maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday or something like that, and they may get one practice in. I think that was Abilene. I was reading, a buddy of mine was just a coach over there now, and it's a struggle to get to that point. There is no midseason form for the midseason tournament this year. It's too bad for the kids. It's too bad for the fans. But that's the way it is going to be this year. And that's the way that's about it. We're still going to throw the ball up and go play basketball.
Well, and the other thing that's, you know, equals the playing field, the fact that all these teams are kind of in the same boat. You know, everybody's been dealing with it. I know there's some schools that allow some practices or shoot-arounds or voluntary-type activities when there isn't school in session. But some of those don't. So that's maybe the only minor difference. But, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see just know how these teams can endure. The teams that have a little more depth, you think, would have a little advantage. And I think we might see some teams go a little bit deeper, you know, early in some of these tournaments, knowing that it's kind of a marathon and not a sprint.
Well, I think you see that at the collegiate level this time of year as well. You know, you get the collegiate level, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's going a little deeper in the bench. You may shorten it when you get down to tournament time, postseason tournament time. But this time of year, you've got to find some legs. You've got to find some people that can play a little bit. And it's a matter of survival. It's not a matter of, you know, sometimes wins and losses. It's just who can survive and get to the next and get to the fourth quarter and have a chance to win. And, you know, I think, you know, this time of year is extremely fun for me. I mean, with the collegiate level, they're playing every, you know, 2-3 games a week. You know, last night, K-State went deep on their bench to Yeah, you went deep on their bench last night. I think you're going to see the same thing at the high school level right now. Survive, get to the fourth quarter, give yourself a chance to win, try to win the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game.
Again, our opening matchup today is St. Mary's and Holton. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back with the starting lineups to get set to tip off the 2024 Thunder Classic here at Nemaw Central High School. We'll do the starters and tip it when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Oh, Brandon Tadman's still under the weather. Justin Fluke filling in here today. Got John Holliday by my side. We're set for St. Mary's and Holton. St. Mary's, the defending tournament champions. They made it to the state tournament a year ago. Will Spradlin is their head coach, now in his third year, the former Kansas State and all Big 12 standout. The starters include 6-foot junior Brady Hurla, 6-foot junior Alex Gallegos. Also starting is 6'1 senior Nate Hutley, a returning starter. In the post, you got 6'3 sophomore Zach Summers and 6'4 junior Howie Rizak. Rizak, Summers, Hutley, Hurla, and Gallegos for St. Mary's is 5-1. Get you the Holton starters as the tip won by St. Mary's. They're in their white uniforms going right to left. Holton in the visiting blues going left to right. Their head coach is Eric Tate. It's his second year. Holton went 13-9 a season ago, just 2-5 this season. Here's a drive and a miss by Hurla, and Holton gets the rebound. Odie Dillon in the backcourt. He'll bring it up, a 5'10 junior, joined by Corbin Fox, a 5'8 sophomore. On the wing, it's Braden Peak, a 6'1 junior, also a junior in Brody Meyer in the middle at 6'5, and the only senior starter for Holton, one of just three on the team, 6'3 senior Kyler Catherine, rounding out Holton's starting lineup. St. Mary starts man-to-man defense, so Holton's first possession here with the ball in hand. Mary's moving up to the 3A ranks this season after getting to the 2A state tournament last year in Manhattan. Got beat by Mound Ridge in the opening round. Hutton's trying to get a shot off in the lane. Has it knocked away, and the ball's still loose. Still loose. Nobody has control. Fox had the ball, double teamed, and we're going to get a foul called here. A minute and 6 seconds in.
And as we expected, both teams look a little rusty right now. So, you know, the thing that really, you take a look at St. Mary's, they got some size. I mean, they're big at the guard. They're not really big at the post, but they're big at the guard level. They lost a really good player a year or two ago. It was, what, he's 6'6", 6'7". He's a big kid. There's a three splash from Bodie Dillon. Great way to start if you're a Holton fan. And St. Mary's comes out. They come right down and here they go. You're going to see St. Mary's with a lot of perimeter shots.
Have you ever seen a St. Mary's team that didn't have a few hurlers on it?
That's you know, there's places you go, and there's a deep ball.
And that's Hurla. Brady Hurla answers the triple.
That's a quick answer. And, you know, with Seneca, we're going to see them later. They always have the Seneca names, and Hurla is definitely a St. Mary's name. And St. Mary's comes out at 2-2-1. And gets an unforced turnover from Holton. They throw it out of bounds.
First Holton turnover, game tied at 3. So last year, St. Mary's had Dylan Hurla graduated. He's the one that put up 51 points in a game last year. You might remember that as well. He was the leader of the St. Mary's team last year as a deflected pass out of bounds off Holton. St. Mary's will keep it. We're knotted up. 6:02 to go here in the first period. St. 51 points. I think that's more than I had in my career, starting about age seven all the way through high school.
I'd be true state. You know, St. Mary's had a lot of success since Coach Braddock's taken over. They, I mean, they've been good for a long, lot of years, and Coach Braddock's had a great three-year run right now. He's an inside out. He does a lot of college-style offense. You see him here in a four-out set, and a lot of ball screens and screens to find somebody on the perimeter. Penetration, there's a three ball on with a miss, and here comes Bodie Dillon down the floor.
Summers missed that three for St. Mary's. Catherine's wide open, 15-footer on the left baseline, swished in. Tyler Catherine's puts Holton back up. He averages 11 points a game. That's actually third on the Holton team. The Wildcats led by Bodie Dillon. And here's a three, answers missed by St. Mary's. A little bit short on Brady Hurla's shot. Rebound by Braden Peek. So Peek's 12 points a game, but Holton led by Bodie Dillon with 13 in outing. Three guys in double digits. Here's Dillon again. It's another three. He barely got back behind the line. And Holton's made three of their first shots tonight. They lead by five.
Well, we've seen Holton start. They've usually had some quick starts and hit some early threes, and they just got to keep it going.
They goes, tries to drive and dip it underneath, and it's stolen away. Bodie Dillon with the steal. Got a three on two, but it's knocked. Actually lost control there, Bodie, as he had the fast break and couldn't quite hang on to it. So Holton with their second turnover. Their first substitution of the day. Bryn DeVader checks in. He's a 5'9 sophomore. DeVader, first player in for either team, with Holton up 8-3 and 4 minutes and 47 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Holton, like St. Mary's, man-to-man defense. Excuse me, Cyprian Jackson has also checked in for St. Mary's. He's a 6'3 junior. Bears brought in two subs during that first stoppage of play. Foul here that's against Holton on Kyler Catherine's first foul against the Wildcats. Baseline and missing the layup. That is Jackson, who just checked in. Really nice move, but he couldn't finish.
He checked in, and I tell you what, he immediately started trying to go to the rim. Both times he got a shot off, but didn't hit either one of them. But you can obviously see he can make some things happen.
Fox of a two sophomores that have earned varsity playing time for Holton this year, and here's the travel on Catherine's on his way to the basket. Holton's lead is still five, but they'll turn it over again with just over 4 minutes to play in this first period. St. Mary's won this tournament last year. They also won the Mid-East League, going 9-1. That's something else that's kind of intriguing about this matchup today, Coach, is that these teams will be league opponents next year. DeVader in the corner, airball to three, rebounded by Peek.
And that's something we talked about on the way up. You know, this is, you start looking a year from now, you got, St. Mary's, you got Holton, you've got Nemaha, and you've got Hiawatha, all gonna be league schools.
Punching out of bounds near half court by St. Mary's off of Brady Hurla. Holton will substitute their first player off the bench today. That's Carrick DeDonder, 5'11 sophomore, placing his classmate Corbin Fox. Donder's in, Holton's still up five. The Big East will welcome not only St. Mary's, but Rossville, Silver Lake, and Riley County next year as well, joining Big 7 teams. There's another three.
He's on fire right now, Bodie Dillon.
9 points for Bodie Dillon. That's his second triple of the afternoon, and Holton's up by eight against the top seed. A three by DeVader, switched in on the other side, and St. Mary's was the punch off the bench. We saw Jackson drive and miss a layup. DeVader off the bench just nailed a triple. St. Mary's had 6 points on two trays, back down by five. Driving kick, Peek going to try it from up top. His three-pointer, no. Rebound into the hands of Catherine. Meyer kept it alive. Tyler missed the jumper, and it's out of bounds off of Holton. Pretty good energy, and especially for the Wildcats, shooting a good percentage, getting some open looks in this first quarter.
That's the whole thing about this, you know, Neither team has really forced the issue. They've taken great, great reads, great shots. You know, haven't seen a lot of great assists, but a lot of people getting a 3-point look. Gosh, five up in the game.
Yeah, St. Mary's loves to shoot the three. Here's a baseline drive and a friendly bounce for Brady Hurla. he's a junior. This St. Mary's team, we mentioned Holton only has three seniors. Well, St. Mary's only has one senior, and that's Nate Hutley, who does start. The wide-open shot, Catherine's pulled up and missed it for four. Meyer had the rebound, and now the whistle. I don't think Kyler realized, but the defense kind of left him. He probably had a layup there, but he kept going.
Yeah, we got a foul on Brody. But, you know, that we talked earlier that, you know, one something new this year was the Jamboree, and I know that St. Mary's the whole played the Jamboree.
Right.
And so these two have actually faced each other and are somewhat familiar with each other, and I think St. Mary's got the upper hand in the Jamboree, but which didn't count. But it's still, you know, it's not a completely situation where they're unfamiliar with either one of them.
St. Mary's turns it over. Great hustle there. How about that defense by Carrington Donder of the Cats? Third turnover on St. Mary's. Well, it does help, I think, Coach, a little bit because, you know, these teams haven't been in the gym, haven't been practicing, haven't had time to scout their opponents. So having a little bit of familiarity here with this game coming back is probably a good thing. As the ball thrown from one end of the court to the other, but nobody touched it for St. Mary's. Dylan and Catherine's weren't on the same page there with what was going to happen. And so Holton and St. Mary's both have three turnovers now, and the Wildcats' lead is just 3 points. Drive, gets off the glass, good, banked in by Zach Somars. His first points of the day.
There you see St. Mary's starting to extend the 2-2-1 press.
We got.
Not exactly sure.
Travel against Holton.
No, what a travel. He stopped play and off as a few issue or what the deal was. But Holt maintains the basketball.
Josh is one of the tenured officials and one of the coordinators for officiating here in Northeast Kansas. Nice backdoor pass. Dylan, Dodonder couldn't handle it and get a shot off. Catherine shoots in the lane. That's no good. Here come the Bears, down by one, moving right to left. 70 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. A three-pointer off the window, no good by Summers. Offensive board, though. Jackson kicks it out. Here's Hurla for three. That one's short. Now Dylan's got it. Holton still up one into the half court. Under a minute to go. Dylan to the baseline. Shoots from 10. Bounced twice. Wouldn't fall. Pace of the game picking up in transition. Summers to the basket. Lays it in. Nice find by Hurla. Summers scores his second bucket, and it's the Bears now up by one. Holton led 11-3. This is a 9-0 St. Mary's run, and Holton just threw it away out of bounds at half court once again. Holton's gotten a little sloppy. St. Mary's has picked up the tempo and found some shots going to the basket.
Holton stays the man. You know, played pretty good, but boy, the turnovers are starting to mount again. For the Wildcats.
Here's a three by Brady Hurla, right wing short. Rebounded, Donder had it. Now Hurla gets it back. He goes to the floor. Ball's picked up by Gallegos. Now the kick-out three-pointer missed by DeVader. I think St. Mary's has probably shot eight threes already, haven't they?
At least. You got a Big 12, all Big 12 guard shoot, and he likes three ball then when he played, and he's going to like it now. Had a quick look. Holton had three shots that had a good look. Brody Dillon had a three-point look, as did Peak and Catherine's, and couldn't get it to drop. But great first quarter for both teams, 12-11 as we go into the break.
St. Mary's up by 1 point with one quarter in the books. We'll take a one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA and streaming on our channels at mscsports.net.
Denison State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster. We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make preparing for and playing in the games they love. And speaking of commitment, that's what Denison State Bank promises to its customers. A commitment to great service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. And online at dsbks.com. Member FDIC.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Studio Engineers. That's Holliston, also Ethan and Zach on our production crew. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by John Holliday. We're at the Thunder Classic, and Holton turns it over as we begin the second quarter. Wildcats have now turned it over five times. Holton has played just one game since the Christmas break. That was a loss against the Bethesda, 67-41. That was on January the 5th. Today's the 7th. Days ago. St. Mary's has played twice. Actually, once in the league as well. He's a jumper missed on the baseline by Woody Meyer had it, but couldn't hang on. So he's St. Mary's basketball. St. Mary's beat Wamego. Actually, this is their first game back from the break. So I read one on notes here. They beat Wamego 44-42 on December 19th. This is St. Mary's first game since December 19th. So that's been almost a day short of that.
They are ready to get on the court and play a little buddy, somebody out different than themselves.
St. Mary's played Nemaw Central their second game of the year, beat the Thunder by three, just to give you a little glimpse of how this tournament bracket looks. St. Mary's turns it over for the fourth time. So 12-11 with a minute 10 gone by here in the second quarter. Next game will be Marysville against Jackson Heights, and then Hiawatha and Nemaw Central later tonight. Three-pointer missed short by Corbin Fox. Both Fox and DeDondre, the sophomores out there, as Catherine's is on the bench to begin the second for Holton, and a three pushed on the left corner. Second one hit by Ben DeVader. Now a steal and a missed layup by Brady Hurla, but a foul as turnovers continue to be a problem for Holton. But Hurla stole it, missed a layup, and then went over the back in frustration to pick up his first personal foul.
That was the second one, so he's got two, and that could be a big foul down as we continue this ball game, see what Coach Bradley decides to do with it.
Oh, teams have made three threes already. Meyer on the right baseline, overshot it all from 8 feet away. Of course, the foul's resetting here in the second quarter. Here's a leak out. Watch shot by DeDonner, who got back to swat it from behind of Zach Summers. But since Wilson led 11-3, St. Mary's has scored 12 consecutive points. The Bears up 15-11 now here in the second quarter early on.
Most of the damage is self-inflicted. Holton's got, five turnovers six now, and that's playing pretty much perfect basketball before that point. Tom, here's another one. St. Mary's comes right to left.
Turnover this time by DeDonder, who tried to shuffle the pass and had it knocked away on his drive. Here's a kick out three. Gallegos, no. Offensive board, though, by Rizak. He finds Gallegos. Shot blocked by Brody Meyer getting the stuff. What stays a four-point game. 5 minutes, 20 seconds to go for our Highland Community College halftime show. Pick a player to bank on at the end of each of our games today. That's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, defending a little bit too tightly out here on the perimeter. Ben DeVader will pick up his first personal foul. That's already three team fouls against St. Mary's in the second quarter. Of course, once you get to five, it's two shots with the new rule here this year. Catherine returns for Holton. Huntley returns for St. Mary's. Holton has the basketball, but this has become a pretty big scoring drought now. Minutes of the second quarter. Last three of the first, and Cody Dillon's foul. It's becoming more and more obvious as the season goes on when Holton's offense is struggling. They're looking to this kid, Brody Dillon, to help create get something going. Foul number one on Zach Summers, team foul number four. First free throw of this game for either team missed by Brody Dillon. 68%, but Holton will have two shots on every foul now in the final 5 minutes of this half. Brody Dillon missed a boat. Score, stop this 12-0 St. Mary's run. Now that's the screen. Hurley moves to the left, flips it up top to DeVader, quickly on the right wing. Here's a screen ball by Summers. Getting high. Zach Summers with the triple is the fourth three-pointer made by St. Mary's, and the run continues. They now lead by seven. Here's Steele, but out of bounds off St. Mary's as they continue the full court pressure.
And this is, you know, this 2-2-1 zone press is something you don't see a lot of anymore. Everybody's either in a run and jump or a man-to-man or a 1-2-2 or a half-court trap. This 2-2-1, this is UCLA stuff from John Wooden. This is old school zone press, but they really getting out and they're really extending it. Carlson Holtz is a little bit of issue with it. It's not a hard press, just enough to make them Holtz work coming up the floor.
Holtz is still stuck on 11 points, and they're called for the travel. Meyer was wanting to make a pass, but waiting for somebody to come to the basketball and kind of slid that pivot with the St. Mary's and taking away all the passing lanes.
Holtz kind of in a dangerous area right now. They're down 7. You know, we got a 15-0 run for St. Mary's right now, and
yep.
They're really going to have to do a good job of. And there's a free ball by Perla.
They've now scored 18 in a row.
18 in a row, and all of a sudden, a 10-point loss or a 10-point deficit. That makes something happen, or that's going to get ugly.
The Arias has hit 5 3 players. Holton breaks the press. Catherine's behind the back, but didn't realize there was another defender there to steal it away. That is 9 Holton turnovers. Stop and go, Hurla. A little teardrop in the lane. No, rebound out of bounds off of St. Mary's. First appearance for Holton's Luke Lassie, a 6'7" junior. We're going to have our first called timeout of the night as well. With this run now, 18 points in a row by St. Mary's. Holton's been turning it over. The Bears from the outside. We'll take a break. It's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. We're back in 30 seconds to the Thunder Classic here on KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back in Seneca, opening game of the Nemaw Central Thunder Classic Boys Tournament with 16 meeting here in Seneca this week. Holton breaks the press out of a Holton timeout. Luke Lassie out there with Dylan, DeDonder, Catherine's, and Fox right now. Those are the five on the floor, but Holton's 9 turnovers have helped lead to an 18-0 run by St. Mary's. A 3-0 rattle.
The crowd is over.
Cody Jones hit 4 threes already, right?
He has, and he missed the 2 easy ones for the free throw line, but he's out 19-9. He's got a shot at it.
Really showcasing some nice, smooth skills with the basketball. Now a long 3 by DeVayner, and that's good. He's hit 3 threes himself. St. Mary's is at 6 behind the half moon, and they're back up by 10.
Get somebody in the middle of this press.
Collected, Dylan gets it back, weaves his way, now finds Catherine's on the right side for the high. Way up off the window, Tyler Catherine's second bucket. 24-16, St. Mary's. They led Holton 12-11 at the end of a quarter. Here's a 3 by Jackson. That one's in and out. Lassie couldn't hang on. Rebound ripped away and put up and scored by Nate Hotley for the Bears.
Murray just has a lot of weapons. He's got a lot of people to score the basketball.
Catherine's turnaround jumper a little bit short. Rebounded by Rezac. 2 minutes left here in the first half. A 3 by DeVayner. Back lip. Rebound by DeDonder for Holton. That's down 10 with the basketball. They haven't faced in quite a long time. This is the first time for Holton to be back up here at the first time in the Thunder Classic. Holton boys have been in the Tonganoxie tournament the last few years, and they get a swished in 3 by Corbin Fox. A lot of points behind the half moon here today for both teams. Took 5 threes. St. Mary's has made 6 of them. Earl in the paint. Count it. Plus 1 on his nice pass to Howie Rezac. He scores and draws the foul. Rezac becomes the 5th different player to score for St. Mary's in this game. Peak returning to the Holton lineup. in for St. Mary's is Gallegos. You're right, though. I mean, especially with just one. The St. Mary's team looks athletic. A lot of guys that look pretty confident and get up and down, and a lot of guys not afraid to shoot the basketball, miss free throws.
You know, that's going to be a culture that Will Sprouting is going to have down there. He's going to have a lot of kids that can shoot the basketball because they're going to work with the 3 points. You know, it's not a, you know, here we go, with three shot there. There's another three ball by Bodie Dillon. He got 15 for the night.
Yep,
so
five threes. And to the other end, Gallegos, he hits a three. And the Jerry Odom three-point shooting, three-point contest shooting has begun.
It's gone on the whole first half. Gathers with a score and a plus-one opportunity. Nice move by Kyler.
Jerry Odom, the longtime AD here at Nemaw Central, Nemaw Valley before that, so they named the three-point shootout after him. That little side competition they have as part of this mid-season tournament. And man, if this first game is any indication,
it's going to be competitive, isn't it? I know Jerry, he probably named a three-point competition after himself.
Catherine hits the free throw to complete the and-one opportunity. Tyler has 7 points, but only three players have scored for Holton. You got Bodie Dillon with 15 on five threes. Catherine has seven, and Corbin Fox has a triple. Holton only down by six. And we're at 45 seconds to go here until halftime, St. Mary's basketball.
Switches goes to 1-2-2 zone, 3-3-2 zone. Usually against the zone, three-point shooters come to life. We'll see what happens here.
Bravo
got a turnover.
Big slide drive, and Gallegos ran out of real estate. Holton will substitute. Just five turnovers, though, on St. Mary's, and Holton has nine. And Holton's taking care of it. They've been okay. They'll have the ball here with 30 seconds to go, down six.
It's just amazing how many times a change in defense causes a turnover. Holt comes out, and here they got a chance to go into the halftime, cutting into this deficit. They've already cut it to six. They were down 10 earlier a bit ago, and here we go.
Holding fell away from the ball on St. Mary's Zach Summers, and that's his second. Summers has two. You know, Brady Hurla picked up two early in the second quarter, but they didn't blink, didn't take him out a bit.
He's out now, correct?
No, he's out.
No, he's still in there. You're right, he is.
Played this whole second quarter with two fouls, I think.
I was going to guess that he would probably had a conversation with his head coach and said, you don't touch anybody.
We're shooting free throws here, Holton in the double bonus. Five fouls in the second quarter. First one was good by Carrick DeDonder. Second one is short. So the lead is five. Holton is two out of five from the free throw line. Here's the Bears. 8 seconds left. Turlett gets into the lane. Kicks it to the far corner. Can't get off the three. Gallegos gets it back up top to Hurlett. 2 seconds to shoot. A step back. Guarded three is no good at the buzzer. And it's 31-26 here at the break. St. Mary's leads by five. A very entertaining first half.
That was fun basketball. So if you love offense and you love shooters, you've got the right spot tonight. I think we've got St. Mary's has three, have seven threes.
Yep.
In the first half, and Holton has five.
Six.
So what a half of basketball. You know, this is what you see at the collegiate level. A lot of threes, a lot of penetrating kicks, and that's just two good high school teams going after. You know, with Holton with a few extra turnovers, but you know, it's pretty well played basketball from start to finish in this first half.
St. Mary's won the first quarter 12-11. They win the second quarter 19-15. So here at halftime, it's St. Mary's 31 and Holton 26. Teased you with 13 total three-point shots made in this first 16 minutes of basketball. More than one three per minute. We'll have the rest of the first half statistics from the NEK Tax Services Group and more when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Farmers State Bank has a new product called the First Time Home Buyer Savings Account.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank.
The Kansas legislature recently passed a bill called the First Time Home Buyer Savings Account Act, which allows first time home buyers to open a savings account that offers tax incentives and also save for the purchase or new construction. If you're interested, just reach out to us at the bank.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
KNZA.
Welcome back. It's time in game one of the Thunder Classic, Nemoh Central High School in Seneca. Justin with John Holliday with you. Our studio engineer is Seth Collinson. We have Ethan Will and Zach Irie running the production truck and camera here tonight as we broadcast on the Holton Channel, the Cobra Jackson Heights Channel, and the Hiawatha Channel. All three channels on MSDSports.net. Just click listen on. Any of them have the live action, as well as, of course, the broadcast streaming free and worldwide, as always, on KNZA 103.9 FM. Halftime of Game 1, it's St. Mary's leading 31-26. But there's a little bit to get going. Holton actually led 11-3, almost 5 minutes into this game. But from the 3 minute and 15 second mark in the first quarter, Holton did not score again until about the 3 minute and 15 second mark of the second quarter. And during that stretch of 8 minutes, St. Mary's went on an 18-0 run, and they turned an 11-3 deficit into a 21-11 advantage. Up double digits twice in that second quarter and leading by 5 points here at halftime. First half statistics brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting and Holton Tax Services in Holton, all part of the Optimized Tax Management Group. It is tax season. Time to call and schedule your appointment with Jacob Yanks and Courtney Brockoff in Whiting or Mike Tanking, Kay Fondler, or Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton. Halftime stats, well, three-pointers kind of the dominating factor. Seven made by St. Mary's. I bet they attempted at least 16 or so three-point shots. Made seven, though. And Holton made six of them. Five of their makes were by Bodie Dillon, the other one by Corbin Fox. Free throw shooting, St. Mary's was 0-for-1. Holton was 2-for-5. So the Cats left some points at the charity stripe. And the other big problem for Holton, kind of the difference in this game, is turnovers. As Holton had 9 first-half turnovers, several early in that second quarter when St. Mary's ballooned, stretched the lead, and the Bears only have 5 turnovers at halftime. They only had 1 turnover the entire second quarter, did St. Mary's, who came in 5-1 on the season. Scoring for St. Mary's, led by Ben DeVader off the bench. He hit 3 threes and scored 9. Brady Hurley hit 2 threes. He scored 8. Exarvis hit a 3. He scored 7. Alex Gallegos hit a 3. He scored 3. Nate has 2. And Howie Rezac has 2 points as well for St. Mary's. For Holton, they're led by Bodie Dillon. Mentioned his 5 threes. That's how he got all 15 of his first half points. Tyler Catherine's had 7 points. 3 for Corbin Fox. And 1 point on a free throw by Carrick DeDonder. The only points off the Holton bench. Holton had just 4 players score. St. Mary's had 6 get in the scorebook in this first Again, coming up next, it'll be Marysville, 5-3 against Jackson Heights, who's 4-3 with the record. And then the late game tonight, the host Nemaw Central, 4-3 against Hiawatha, 4-4. So the records match up pretty good, minus this first game. It's St. Mary's 5-1 against Colton, who's 2-5. Good start for Holton. Some turnovers, and St. Mary's got going, hit some threes. It's the Bears up by 5 here at the break. Lots of other action going on with the MSC Sports Radio Network this week. Crazy schedules, but all the updates are online at mscsports.net. Jared Sleppy is out in Onega, the Twin Valley League Tournament today. Broadcasting games live right now on 92.1 KMZA. Jake Spalding, Chris Boswell will be there with some other games this evening from the TVL Tournament in Onega. The Oskaloosa Boys Tournament having their first round games today as well. Some tournaments got moved to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's supposed to bet the teams at Burlington playing the next 3 days in a row. The McLeod Girls and Boys Tournament is now Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for their games this week. And we're starting to get some brackets as well, as next week we still have some girls' tournaments. Hiawatha will host a tournament next week. The JCN Girls Tournament is next week. Got that bracket posted online for you at mscsports.net. And the Girls Tournament with a couple local teams, including Nemaw Central and Jeff West as well, coming up next week. We owe you one more time out in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. We'll take a break, come back, get you set for the third quarter of Game 1 between Holton and St. Mary's here at the Thunder Classic, live on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
With you, 31-26, St. Mary's Bears leading the Holton Wildcats. First game of the Thunder Classic. Coach Holliday, what do you think are keys? What do you expect in here as we get set to move into the second half?
Well, if you're Holton, you've got to really find the Hurley kid. He kind of makes things go. He's got two threes, but the thing that he does, he's a quarterback. He makes things, contributes to basketball. Looks like Holton's going to start man-to-man, get out of the zone again. He jumps in the zone, got a turnover, goes in the pipe. Holton's got to blow down the turnovers, start the second half. And here Hurley goes to the rim, gets fouled, and he's going to go to the line and shoot too.
St. Mary's only got one free throw the entire first half, and Erla's going to mention two here. He mentioned it right on cue. He's creating offense. Line with 8 points so far in this game. The six-foot junior, I think with two fouls as well, gets the first free throw for point number 9. So a couple St. Mary's players with two fouls. Holton only had him for three total fouls the entire first half. They could play a little more aggressive.
I was going to say, they need to get out a little bit. The only thing about it is with the 3-point ball to St. Mary's and Hurley hits the second one, gets him at double digits for the night. But, you know, when they're not in the rim, you know, they do a great job of when they put the ball in the bounce, they're looking to pass. They're not looking to get to the rim, all the way to the rim. And they're jump shooters. And that's probably takes a look at just what the coach was when he was playing high school basketball.
He says the whole starters for Coach Eric Tate, same starting five out there is Bodie Dillon. Drives the lane and kisses it off the window. First made point that's not a three. Bodie Dillon's got 17. Out there with Corbin Fox, Kyler Catrins, Braden Peek, and Brody Myers. Holton starting five. Cats back down by 5 points. St. Mary's going left to right on your radio dial. The white jerseys is the top seed. Little floating shot good by Zach Summers. Soft touch. He's got 9 points. Mary's has Brady Perla, Alex Gallegos, Nate Hutley, Zach Summers, we just mentioned, and Howie Rezac, their big man in the middle. Ball goes through the hands there of Holton, but Catrins keeps it alive. Holton avoided a turnover for a moment. Now it's stolen away. Brady Hurler with the steal up the court. Right side layup is good. Hurler's got a dozen, and the Bears are up by 9. Of Holton's 10th turnover of the day.
Holton's been here before. They just have to get some stops. Boy, Brady Hurler really makes this team go. It'd be nice if we got a third foul on him. Slow down just a little bit.
Had to get it into Brody Meyer and a foul from behind. It's against Howie Rezac. Murray's got into a little bit of foul trouble there in the second quarter. First personal on Rezac. Bounce for Holton. Catrins back to the inbounder. Dillon, who curled behind him for a three, but Bodie missed that one. The lead remains 9 for St. Mary's. Nearly 2 minutes in to quarter number 3. Hutley now, Summers on a drive and kick by St. Mary's. They've gotten off a lot of three-pointers in this game. They've made 7 already, and here they nearly turn it over. But alive as Gallegos, top of the key to Summers for another 3. Well, St. Mary's has a player that won't put up some old threes.
Well, look, the only question I got is the Rezac kid. You know, he doesn't really – he kind of plays his role. He hasn't scored yet. Actually scored 2, but picked up a cheap foul there. He tried to avoid the contact.
2 personals.
Wasn't on him anyway.
Nope. Switched it to Hutley instead of Rezac. That's the 2nd on Nate Hutley. Now Braden Peek's drive – Peek's been quiet tonight. Hadn't got many looks or shots. This is his first free throw. He doesn't have a point yet. Till now. Free throw number 1 as Holton will bring Eric DeDonder in, replacing Brody Meyer. This is about as small as Holton can get with the lineup. But St. Mary's, you know, I mean, not real tall either. He mentioned a guy or two inside at 6'3", 6'4", but more guard-oriented. Play a 4-out offense similar to Holton as Peek cashes in on both free throws for the Cats. 40-30 is our score. There's an open 3. Hurla right wing. He can't leave him unguarded. 15 points for Brady Hurla, pushing the lead up to 13 for St. Mary's.
You know, that was a set. They call from the bench and kick it to Rezac, top key, hit a little ball fake, and they got Hurla coming off the screen, on the down screen. It's the 3-point line. You got to really make sure that you get in his face to take advantage of that.
First player to get a 3rd foul is Nate Hutley. He'll have to check out. Gotten a couple here in a row as Cypron Jackson checked back in for St. Mary's, and Ben DeVader had 3 threes and 9 points off the bench in the first half. DeVader back out there as well. 5 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. Holton led early 11-3. Here's a backdoor cut, and it's going to be a holding. Maggie Hazen King saying, Josh Tankin going to explain it to Coach Tate. Jim Smith, our 3rd official, the Atchison High football coach, walking to the other end. So great crew here today. But apparently Holton stepped over the out-of-bounds before throwing it in.
Not exactly sure why. It wasn't a foul, so must have done that. No argument from Coach Tate. Get into this thing. And, you know, you got 3 officials tonight that are state tournament caliber officials. And, you know, you're not going to see a lot of arguments. They're going to call a clean game.
push on St. Mary's offensively on Zach Summers, trying to get a rebounding there. And that's his third. So Summers and Huntley now each have 3 fouls. St. Mary's already with 4 fouls again here in the third quarter.
Here you go again. If you get to the line, you can shoot free throws, score with the clock not running.
Now a 4 out of 7 at the line. Here's a 3 by Peak off the front iron. Good rebound by Jackson. St. Mary's wants to push a baseball pass ahead. Intercepted by Braden Peak. St. Mary's with their 6th turnover. Here's Dillon. Little stop and go into the lane. Shot up. Missed. Rebound Hurla. Brady Hurla, the only one that we've seen, but there's actually 3 Hurlas on this St. Mary's roster this year. There's Hurla driving and scooping the layup to the right hand and flipping it through. We got a timeout by Will Spradling and the Bears. About that move by Hurla getting in the basket.
You know, when you call him a 3-point shooter, he does something like that, splits defenders and gets to the rim.
Brady Hurla's exploded 9 of his 17 points now in this third quarter. We got a timeout. It's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor, Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We'll be back to the Thunder Classic in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seth Tollison back at our Kansaland Controls, producing the games today. Justin Fluke, John Holiday with you here in Seneca. Holton allowed the basketball, trailing out by 15 is the biggest deficit for the Wildcats, who came in at 2-5. Trail the top seed, St. Mary's, now 45-30. We're at the midway point of the third quarter.
You are a slave driver. You got Seth getting up early.
Yeah, morning show and night game.
Doing a 4 tonight.
No rest for the weary. It's been a week. There's a nice turnaround jumper by Kyler Catherine. His first points in the second half. Now he's got 9, and Holton desperately needed that bucket. Now 3 by Hurla. Heat check. And it pops out. Catherine has the board. Hurla was looking for point number 20 there. He's already got 9 here in this third quarter.
Yes, he's got three lines.
Peek from the right elbow. High arc.
Nice look.
Through the bucket. Peek for a field goal. Holton down by 11. Will Spradling calling out an offensive set here. Would like to see a little more movement. Holton's gone back to his zone.
Yeah, they have, and that's probably a wise move. Then all of a sudden, thank you, pay for it.
Gallegos. Gallegos knocks down the triple on the right side this time. St. Mary's has now made 10 three-point buckets in this game.
You know, if you're going to zone up, and, you know, Holt did that, you just got to understand that you really don't have to go help the paint. Play one-on-one with the paint. You got to take a chance with the reset. Understand that when St. Mary's goes to the paint, they do it for one reason. That's for this ball come back out the three-point line.
Cody Dillon drawing the foul. He'll head to the line. Foul by Ben DeVader. It's his second personal. Team foul number 5, though, so Holton now bonus here in the third quarter, but Bodie Dillon missed the free throw. He's 0-for-3 at the line tonight. Bodie leads Holton today with 17 points. Wildcat in double digits. Second free throw is no good long, and it's still 48-34. St. Mary's by 14.
If Bodie needs back up and shoot it for the top of the key.
You can do that, right?
Yeah, play on why you couldn't.
Hit 5 threes. Here's Hurla, triple, missed at the other end. Catherine's with another board. Finds Bodie Dillon, Holton in the road. Blues with the white numbers, moving right to left, second half. Dillon all the way in the paint. Fouled on the floor, but he's going to get 2 free throws. That's foul number 6 here in the third quarter on St. Mary's. They got a few guys now with 3 personals, including DeVader. So DeVader, Huntley, and Summers all have 3 fouls. Bodie Dillon finally makes a free throw in his 5th attempt. Put on the one here for point number 18. Second one good as well. 19 out of the 36 Holton points have come from Bodie Dillon. 2:20 50 left in this third quarter.
Well, we've got to start stringing some stops together. Here comes the inside-out look. The ball from St. Mary's, it does not move. There's a steal. That's six. Now, that's turnover for St. Mary's, the other seventh of the game, so Holton gets it down a dozen. 2 minutes to go, high-low pass to the high post. Catherine's cross to the left side. Guy in the three-point line, DeVader, got a Catherine screen. Kyler hit the deck. Now Corbin Fox drives, slings it up, and, oh, spun it. Too much off the front iron. Too much English by Corbin Fox. Holton's still down by 12. The pull-up jumper, but short there by Jackson. And it's out of bounds to Holton. Mary's led by one at the end of the first quarter. They were up five at halftime, but they've extended the lead here in this third quarter of play. You kind of feel like Holton's kind of playing some pretty good basketball right now. They can't get in this deficit. They're still down 12.
Too high a pass for Catherine's. Holton's third turnover of the third quarter. They're 12th on the day. Perla left wing, another three with Peek flying at him. It's missed, but an offensive board by Jackson. And poked out of bounds by the Wildcat. Mary's will inbound here on their own baseline. Bounce top of the key, an open three to Vader. Nothing but nylon. 4 3-point buckets. DeVader's got a dozen points, and the Bears back up by three.
Well, you really got to run this St. Mary's group. They are some shooters. Nice pass.
First layup missed by the Donder. 45 seconds left. St. Mary's can take the biggest lead of the game with the bucket here late third quarter. First game in the month of January for St. Mary's Bears. High pass, tough catch. And I think we get a foul on Holton as Howie Rizak had control of it. Foul against Holton is on Derek DeDonder. First on him, second on Holton here this quarter. Holton's only fourth foul of the total. 30 seconds left. On the Rizak turns, bank shot missed, got his own board. And got fouled again. The foul on Holton, this time trying to get the rebound. It's on Bodie Dillon. Disparate. Rebounding's become a bit of an issue. There's a lob pass. Wow. Up and in. Stevenson scores his first point of the game. He caught it on his way up. Shot it right in without coming down with the basketball and a nice inbounds play there right in front of the bucket. 18-point lead now. 17-point lead for St. Mary's. 6 seconds left at Onder. Fox ends it to Dillon. Long, long three by Bodie. No good, and that'll end the third quarter. St. Mary's puts up another 22 points on the board. They continue to be red hot from the outside, and they'll take a 17-point lead into the fourth quarter. 1 minute timeout here in game one of the Thunder Classic. I've been Seneca on the SC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy-to-use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
UMSC Sports Radio Network back in full force after a lot of postponements, cancellations. tournament action today on 92.1 KMZA. We have the Twin Valley League Tournament at Onega. Here's the Thunder Classic in Seneca. Holton gets two shots to begin the fourth quarter, but missed a couple bankers there fairly close to the basket. And St. Mary's still leading 53-36. Luke John Holliday with you. Holton will man up as we reset the fouls here going into the fourth. Session arrow to St. Mary's as Holton had it to begin the fourth quarter. Here's a bank shot missed by St. Mary's, but an offensive rebound by Hurla. Beats everybody with 17 points. Now a missed three by DeVader and a foul. Again, trying to get position for the rebound. They're going to whistle it on Cypron Jackson.
And with the new rule change, you go back to not shooting free throws after you get to the line third quarter.
One good thing, I guess, you have a bad quarter foul-wise in the first and third. It'll reset. There's a charge foul.
Oh, an illegal screen, I think, on Ray Peak.
Second personal on Peak. First Holt player with two fouls. Peak's been quiet offensively with just 4 points. St. Mary's breaks the Holt press. They've made a dozen threes. Here's a little teardrop, too. The soft touch by Zach Summers. You got Hurla with 17, Summers with 14, and Vader with 12, leading St. Mary's here today. Extending their biggest lead, they're up 19. Captain's going to work on the right block, in and out with the shot. Drew the foul, and we'll have two free throws coming. And the story of this game was Holton jumping out to an 11-3 lead, only to see St. Mary's score the next 18 points of this game and really take control, and they have not relinquished control. Captain took the free throw to get in double digits with 10 points today. Coming up, Marysville versus Jackson Heights. Saw Central and Hiawatha in the third and nightcap. Captain tipped them both. Streaming all these games live video with our audio online, both the Holton channel, Cobra Jackson Heights channel, and the Hiawatha channels live streaming games here at Nemaw Central as the Bears turn it over there against the Holton press. Turnover number 8 on St. Mary's.
Holt with a defensive change, went to the 1-2-2, full court pressure, and now we've got Buddy Dillon going to the line again after he kind of broke the ice. And if he can keep things going for the Wildcats.
Fourth personal foul on Ben DeVader. Foul number 3 against St. Mary's. But he misses a free throw. So he had made 2 his last trip, but he's now just 2 out of 7 at the line today. 68% at the line. He missed both of those. Loose ball rebound for St. Mary's in front of the Holton bench. Come the Bears. Leading by 17. Out of bounds off St. Mary's that time. 6:25 to go. Mary's beat Nemaw Central by 3. Nemaw Central's 4-3 record. They beat Holton earlier this year by just a few. Here's a 3 by Corbin Fox. That's good. Holton's triple. Corbin Fox with the second one of the game, and it's three-pointer number 7 made by the Wildcats here today. St. Mary's still up 14. Let's take a timeout. 6 minutes, 16 seconds left to go in this ball game. 55-41, St. Mary's with a 14-point lead. Our timeouts are brought to you by Flagel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Be right back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
KNZA.
Well, Bruce Springsteen, that's what's nice about radio, Coach. John Holliday and myself, Justin Fluke, we're used to doing games only on the Holton channel, and get those fun, exciting breaks to kind of wake us up again coming out of the timeout.
We're getting fancy in old age, aren't we? Or you are. I just, it doesn't matter what I do. I just sit here and talk anyway, so. Holt saves the 1-2-2. pressure, see if they get another turnover, get some little momentum going. Down by 5 at halftime. Got a double team, got a steal. The Donder with it, 1-on-2, tries to pass it out to Fox. St. Mary's has now turned it over 10 times total, but 3 in a row here in the fourth quarter. Now Holton gives it right back. Ball slipped out of the hands that time of Corbin Fox. Then St. Mary's ripped.
By design or not, you see baseline drive. You really got to get to the baseline corner opposite to kick for a possible 3-point shot. Holton gets a stop with the defensive board. Here they come, going right to left.
By Summers for St. Mary's. Now Dillon out to Peak. He'll shoot the 3-pointer, and it's short. The rebound comes to Nutley. Nutley to half court. DeVader still out there with 4 fouls without numbers. Knocked out by Dodondic. It's under 5.5 minutes remaining.
That Seth making us look good with the radio. That's
yeah. Oh, you
need to pay. You need to pay him more.
He does everything, man. He does the morning show. He was running games last night. He's got games tonight. I think there might be some help on the way here later this evening. I hope. Here's a long 3 by Hurla, man. The range from distance deep. Brady Hurla's got 20 points.
He's impressive. Does a lot of things well. Obviously,
I mean, the last name's good for about 10 points coming in, right?
That's true statement, you know. That's a given.
Holton just turned it over again, right? Or did they get a shot up and a go out?
Turnover.
14 turnovers on the Cats today. A few more than Coach Eric Tate would like. Traveling there against Hurla. So, I haven't talked a lot about it, but I think it's kind of neat the way they're doing this tournament. I mean, everybody's obviously going to get 3 games. Nobody's going to play each other. The winner of this game is going to play at 4:30 again, the early game tomorrow. The loser of this game will play the second game tomorrow at 6 p.m. Get you those opponents here in a bit. To pull up 3 by Hurla. Why not?
Kid's impressive. Really is.
Brady Hurla with another triple. It's 6th one of the game. He's got 23 points, and the lead is up to 20. Dillon tries to answer and does. Bodie Dillon hit 5 threes in the first quarter. First one since gives him 22 points on the night. 61-44, drive and kick, faking the 3. This is Summers in the lane, out on the far side to Hurley. Got to guard him. Bodie Dillon a little too tightly, called for a reach-in. We'll pick up his second person. 4:01 left to go here in the fourth quarter. So the winner of this game tomorrow at 4:30 against the loser of our second game, which would be Marysville or Jackson Heights. Looking like they're going to play St. Mary's. Holy moly. That was a long, long way, NBA 3 by Brady Hurla that missed. So up 17, shoot NBA 3 in the fourth quarter with
nice,
4 to go.
Nice dish by DeVader. He found Brezak on the block opposite. I'm guessing, as we talked earlier, I think Hurla's got the green light whenever. You know,
no matter. There's a 3-pointer by Braden Peak for Holton. His first triple, he's got 7, and Holton takes a timeout. 63-47 our score. 3:24 to go here in the fourth. We'll step away for another Schlegel's Popcorn timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
Two more games to go. Marysville and Jackson Heights coming up. Mention the loser. That'll get St. Mary's at 4:30 tomorrow. The winner of our next game, Marysville and Jackson Heights, will play the winner of the final game tonight between Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. So the loser of this game, which
looking like Holton, unless they have a big rally. We'll play at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening against the loser of the third game, Nemaw Central or Hiawatha. So if Holton doesn't rally and win this, they're going to have a Big 7 rematch against either Nemaw Central or Hiawatha in that second game at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Kind of an untypical bracket, but it all makes sense. Everybody gets three games, not going to be any rematches, and I think you'll have a true champion at the end of it. Which, St. Mary's team looking hard to beat.
Yeah, they are. They're a nice-looking team. They do a lot of things well, both ends of the floor. Don't make a lot of mistakes. They're not going to beat themselves.
Won this tournament last year, as we mentioned. Won the Mideast League last year. Already have one league loss this year, though. They're just 2-1 in the Mideast this season. Traveling called here against St. Mary's. Turnover number 12 on the Bears, but Holton's got 15 turnovers, so that's been a problem for them tonight. 63-47 with 2:51 to go. 22 points for Bodie Dillon. Catherine's has 11. St. Mary's has 3 in double digits, led by Brady Hurlow with 23. Here's another triple missed by Dillon. The Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up next, and we'll pick our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Iowa, the player to bank. It's wide open after the basket. An easy lay-in there for Howie Rizak. Now has 6 points.
But he looks like he can't score. Picked up two quick ones. Then this lead to 18.
Mary's led by one after a quarter. Uh-oh, defensive breakdown left wide open. Cyprian Jackson. Cyprian makes his second field goal here in the second half. He's got 4 points. Biggest lead of the day now at 20. 67-47. St. Mary's has grown their lead every quarter, and they get a blocked shot there as Summers got a piece of it. Now they find Summers up ahead of Peek for an easy lay-in. Summers with 16 after blocking Peek's shot. Had a little leak out, and the Wildcats didn't get back. 16-11, fourth quarter advantage for St. Mary's right now as Bodie Dillon drives and lays it in. 24 for Bodie Dillon. Working on a career high here tonight. Picks up his third personal foul. It's team foul number 3 on Holton in this fourth quarter. Marysville Jack tonight's next, then Nemaw Central and Hiawatha. 3 games tomorrow again at 4:30, 6:00, and 7:30, and then the final 3 games of this tournament are on Saturday. We'll have all 3 games again tomorrow here on KNZA Radio and on the Holton, Hiawatha, and Cobra channels on MSC Sports. Here's a steal, good defense by Corbin Fox, weaves his way up, one-on-one, under, shot missed, followed good, though, by Braden Peek. Tough reverse layup there for Corbin Fox after the steal, but good hustle by Peek to run the court and get the easy follow-in. A double team and a near steal at half court. Hurlow's checked out. Things look a little different without him out there.
Yeah, he does, but they still got some ball handlers on the floor and more personally athletes, shooters.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it is they deep three, just missed now by Summers. They're losing their quarterback at the same point in time. They got some kids out there that can play the game.
Here's a nice and one with a finish off the window. Kissed in there by Carrick DeDonder. First field goal for DeDonder today. He's got a chance for the 3-point play. 31 seconds remaining. Foul on Jackson. Foul number 4. DeDonder's free throw short, but Catherine's rebound. Two shot blocked. Tipped by St. Mary's, and the Bears control it. They might be able to run it out. Going to take it to the cup and swatted, actually lost, they say, off the hand, lost by Zach Summers there for a turnover. Sometime today, I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk about the new shot clock trial we're going to be experiencing in Kansas next year. If schools want, they can opt in to use a shot clock next year. Get Coach Holliday's thoughts on that. I'm sure a long, long three with 20 seconds left, missed by Bodie Dillon.
I'm going to guess you're going to see St. Mary's dribble it out to get into the half court. Holt stays with the pressure.
Holton will foul everything here. So I'll get your quick thoughts. We got 20 seconds or so here at the end of the game. With St. Mary's going to win it by 16. What are your thoughts on the shot clock?
I think it's coming. First of all, I think it's going to be in Kansas in 2 years. But, you know,
know, the option is, you know, the if you're going to do it, you got to do it for the whole year, and you got to take data on it and turn that into the state, et cetera. And I think I would have loved to coach with a shot clock, especially defense. I think 30-second, 35-second shot clock, I think I would have loved been coaching. It may have really, you know, I thought our kids played some great defense anyway, but to get them to buy it, you only got to play defense for 35 seconds. And that's, I think I'd have loved to have been able to coach that. But given the situation, I think I would have told my administration, we don't want it. And from this standpoint, when we get to postseason play, which is why we're playing the game, at least why I thought we wanted to play the game to get the state tournament. If we're not going to use it, we need to get our style of plays. Give us the best chance, the best opportunity to get the state tournament. And if we're not going to have it in postseason, then we're not going to use it in the regular season. So,
makes sense.
At least that's my initial thought. I think it's a great idea. I think it's coming to high school basketball. I don't think tonight would have made any difference. You know, I don't know.
A lot of nights.
We had that opportunity. After our 94 team, we had that get together. They had the both semifinal and the final game on from 94, and it wouldn't have made a difference in that time anyway. But I just think of it's opportunity coaching wise. You're going to eliminate some of those 4-2 games. Saw Jackson Heights and Dover had one of them when I was a kid. You don't see a lot of those games anymore, but I think it's going to alleviate that. It's going to be interesting to see how schools adapt. It's going to cost them another worker. You have to have another bench personnel, and to make sure that happens, you know, it's just the game of basketball's changed. You know, three point lines have changed. The alternate possession was a change. As we continue to see the game evolve into the game it is today, and it's going to start to mimic the college game as we continue going in. We saw tonight. You know, I think both teams. It made the 3-point line was a huge factor tonight. So you're going to see it happen. I don't think 35 seconds is much. I think most offenses adapt to the 35 seconds, and it's going to happen fairly quickly anyway. I don't think it would affect the game tonight. Probably not going to affect this game. I guess we'll see how it plays out. But, I was thinking there's something to beauty if a team can hang on the basketball for over 35 seconds as a coach. I'm sure I had any teams that could, but if you got some ball handlers, the old North Carolina four corners when Dean Smith was coaching to see some of those things happen then. So it'll be fun to see. We're going to see. That's my quick thoughts on quick. I guess one other thing about that, you got a lecture. So.
Hey, no, that's perfectly fine. I mean, I agree. If you know for sure it's not going to be in sub-state or state, and if that's what you're working for and building towards, and that's when you want to be playing your best ball, you don't want something different than you've been doing all season. It is going to be different because some places that you go and play may elect to have it, even if you don't elect on your home court. So there's going to be, I think every team's going to get a chance to have at least a few games to where they
and I haven't read enough on it. Maybe it's an individual school.
Right.
So when you're at home, you may want it. You may see the boys play with it and the girls not, or vice versa.
That'd be weird. But you have to do it the same every game.
At home all season, I think I haven't paid much attention to it. I haven't delved into it. You know, whether leagues are going to adopt it or not adopt it, or whether they're going to leave it to the play the game.
Final score here in game one, St. Mary's Bears 69, Holton Wildcats 53. The Outdoors post game, our player to bank on. We'll get you the final stats and wrap up this broadcast for this game. We have Marysville and Jacksonite coming up, and Emaw Central not along until later tonight here at the Thunder Classic on KNZN.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. With the holidays quickly approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like bank account numbers or your social security number, it is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. It's the B Outdoors Real Estate post game, wrapping up a St. Mary's Bears victory over the Holton Wildcats by a final score of 69-53. The interesting thing about this game is that Holton actually led 11-3. Nearly 5 minutes into this game, Holton came out, Bodie Dillon hit three threes, got out to a quick start. After that, it was an 18-0 run by St. Mary's. They were up 12-11 at the end of one quarter. They led by 5 points at halftime, 31-26, but St. Mary's never let off the accelerator. They outscored Holton 22-10 in the third quarter to basically put this game away, led by as many as 22 tonight. And they win by 16. St. Mary's now 6-1 on the season. Holton drops to 2-6 with the loss. How about this? If you like triples, 22 three-pointers made in that game tonight. 13 three-pointers by St. Mary's and 9 three-point baskets by the Holton Wildcats. Free throw shooting, Holton was just 8 of 16, only 50%. St. Mary's was only 2 for 3 at the line. Turnovers ended up fairly even. St. Mary's had 7 of them in that fourth quarter late. 14 total. Holton had 15 total turnovers, but several in the second period when the game kind of got away from them during that 18-0 St. Mary's run. Final scoring numbers for St. Mary's, led by Brady Hurla with 23 points. He hits 6 triples. Joining him in double digits, Zach Summers had 16. He hit a couple threes. Ben DeVader had 12 off the bench on 4 threes. Alex Gallegos hit a couple triples. He scored 6. Howie Rizak had 6. Cyprian Jackson had 4. And Nate Huntley had 2. The Bears had 7 guys in the scorebook tonight getting the 16-point win. They hit 13 three-point baskets in this game. Howie shot close to 50%. They might have put up 30 threes, 25 or 30 three-point shots. Maybe around 40%, I would guess. I don't have all the misses for St. Mary's from three-point land, but it was a lot of them. For Holton, they were led by Bodie Dillon tonight, 24 points. Bodie Dillon hit 6 threes for the Wildcats, but he only made 2 out of 8 from the free throw line. Dillon with 24, and then Kyler Catherine's had 11. Braden Peake scored 9. Corbin Fox ended up with 6. Eric DeDondra had the other 3 for the Holton Wildcats, who dropped to 2-6 with their third straight loss here today. Holton will play at 6 o'clock tomorrow, the second game back at the Thunder Classic. And St. Mary's will play the first game again tomorrow at 4:30. We'll have both those games tomorrow here on KNZA, 103.9 FM, Hiawatha, and also streaming on our channels, the Holton, Hiawatha, and Cobra Jacksonites channels. Two more games coming up. Jacksonites and Marysville's on deck. Omaha Central and Hiawatha's in the hole for a third game, an All-Big 7 matchup here later tonight. We're going to flip away back to our studios for your Kansaland local news. Check on the weather, get you caught up to date before about a 10-minute from now tip-off between Marysville and Jacksonites here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.